Week.
Hi, welcome to Humboldt Last Week. My name is Miles Cochran. This features highlights from Humboldt's last 7 days of news, when you want it, on your commute, on a walk, while you exercise, during chores, anytime. Thank you so much for checking us out on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and at kimkemp.com. And please do like Humboldt Last Week on Facebook if you haven't already. Getting right to it. Somebody left their purse, which was full of meth, at the Patriot gas station in Garberville. Kim Kemp gets the headline of the week. She put, "Did you lose your drugs?" Like a lost and found ad. In this article, she's basically like, hey, if you want your drugs back, just contact the police. I'm sure this person is probably jittery and a little forgetful. Maybe they'll take the bait. There's a lot of meth, though, so it's probably a dealer. Glad that's off the street. I saw a Channel 3 story about how crab season is here. You may have heard the last crab season was not very good because of domoic acid, but it looks like it's all good now, at least from the North Jetty to the Oregon border. So Crab Benedict at Gills by the Bay, here I come. Well, this is cool. This guy from Ferndale once again competed in the National Finals Rodeo, which was televised on CBS Sports. Bill Bajenig is a steer wrestler. Yeah, taking down 500-pound animals cannot be easy. The 35-year-old told the Journal he's had some injuries and surgeries over the years and competes against a lot of younger fellas. The cops in Eureka say more criminals are breaking into houses and apartments. Last month alone, there were 24 residential burglaries in the city. They say lock your doors and windows, think about alarms or cameras, lock the garage, talk with your neighbors, leave a light on or something to make it look like your home when you're gone. Don't post about leaving town and always support suspicious activity. Well, I noticed on Redheaded Black Belt, some cops in Garberville helped find a key witness in a brutally nasty case involving the rape and murder of a child. Investigators down in Central California put in a call to the sheriff's office, and an hour later, deputies found this person they needed to make sure the suspect got the death penalty. Something else from Redheaded Black Belt. After a dinner in Arcata, Kim Kemp came across a domestic violence situation. This short woman in a red jacket was with a guy, and she was being shoved, grabbed, and screamed at, so Kim called 911. These two disappeared, and then they were never to be found. What would you do in a situation like that? Would you threaten to call the cops? Would you follow from a distance? There's definitely a balance here, because if you intervene, you could also put yourself at risk. Or, you know, it could set the attacker off even more and make things worse for the victim when they're in private. Now, this is relevant. I went to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which has advice if you know people in these situations. They say to acknowledge their situation, listen, don't judge, encourage them to do things with friends and family, help them come up with a safety plan, encourage them to talk about what's going on. Remember, you can't, quote, rescue them, and support them if they end the relationship. Caroline Titus of the Ferndale Enterprise won a free speech award after her fight with the Humboldt County Fair Association. In a winning lawsuit, she alleged her husband was fired from the association because he wouldn't stop her from covering their finances. Titus is actually still looking for clarification on their money situation. She told the Journal the Enterprise has reported on the fair for over a century. The fair receives public money, and the public has a right to know what's going on. Well, if you want to make like the pilgrims and read words that are not on digital screens, they still have these archaic devices called books. Pretty savage, right? Well, now you can borrow these museum artifacts featuring printed words in Old Town Eureka, because the Little Free Library is back. That's inside Old Town Coffee and Chocolate. This thing was outside by the Redwood Curtain Theater, but all the books were disappearing, so now it's back in action in a more secure place. So if you want to take a book, head over, get some fudge, bring a dusty old book, and leave it in its place. The Disney remake of A Wrinkle in Time is shooting in Humboldt County. Back in October, I spoke with our talented film commissioner about that, although she couldn't confirm anything. Cassandra Heseltine brought up sweet new tax incentives that could bring even more huge budget movies like this to Humboldt County. So I posted a link to that part of the chat on the Humboldt Last Week Facebook. Las Costa Outpost confirmed their first stop for shooting here was Sequoia Park in Eureka. That movie is scheduled to come out April 2018 with acting by Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Zach Galifianakis, and many other people we feel like we know, but we don't really know. Only in Your State did a piece on the seven main streets in Northern California that are, quote, pure magic during Christmas time. They wrote that Ferndale is the site of America's largest living Christmas tree. Arcata made the list too. I posted that on Facebook. And finally, the San Francisco Chronicle did a slideshow on the best hippie towns in the Bay Area in Northern California. They roasted Arcata a little bit. Quote, one reporter insisted that half of the hippies are actually rich LA kids who moved up to smoke weed at Humboldt State, but it still feels authentic. Another's most recent visits to Arcata featured an impromptu breastfeeding flash mob. Look out, Berkeley. We think you've got competition. Garberville also made this list of the best hippie towns. And that's on Facebook, too, if you want to check it out. Thank you so much for listening. Again, another short episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. Reach out if you have any comments. Thanks.
Humboldt last week.